So a tremendous proportion of America has heartburn. What is heartburn, really, and when should I get worried about it, or should I just take my Tums?
Ron, that's a great question. Americans, unfortunately, relatively indiscriminately describe any ache between their chin and their knees as heartburn, and it's actually a much more finite problem. And what the problem really should be is a burning that arises in the pit of your stomach, just below your breastbone, radiates up and under your breastbone as either a warmth or a burn that goes up toward your mouth. Oftentimes that's associated with regurgitation or the bringing up of contents from your stomach into your mouth, a bitter taste in the back of your throat. And if you have that constellation, you really do have heartburn. With respect to who needs looked at with this, that's another important question, because 40% of the U.S. population has heartburn at least one time or another during a month. And if you have heartburn once a month after you've kind of done the pizza and beer thing, then you probably are adequately managed with some Tums. If you are, on the other hand, having these symptoms much more than two or three times a week, that's what we would define as significant chronic heartburn. And those patients do need to talk to their physician. Depending on what they tell their physician and what other issues with their demographics are, including their age, their sex, their physician may recommend to them that they have what's called an upper endoscopy, where we put a lighted tube down their throat to look for damage from the acid. That's actually an important test because on rare occasion, that kind of reflux can be associated with a precancerous condition known as Barrett's esophagus.
So before we get to scoping, what do you tell the average patient who realizes that they're having some heartburn? What do you tell them to simple things to do?
Yeah, there are some wonderful lifestyle measures that can be taken that may avert the need for medication or further investigation in these patients. And those include things like not eating late at night, not eating very large meals and then laying down. There's a certain gravity component to this. Because you're laying flat, you lose the protective effect of gravity that keeps the contents in your stomach down in your stomach. So we actually recommend to some people that they sleep on a wedge, and that wedge elevates not just their head, but their entire torso. And they can buy one of these at one of these big box stores. It's essentially a wedge-shaped pillow that will start in the small of their back. And we know that that helps symptoms as well. In addition to that, you can avoid foods that cause reflux. And these would be things like alcohol, chocolate, fatty food. Pretty much if you're enjoying it, you can be sure that it's causing reflux. And if you can minimize those things in favor of things like fruits, vegetables, low-fat food, non-chocolate items, non-acidic items, then you will do better.
So in your first off-the-shelf kind of therapy, if those steps don't work and the person's really uncomfortable, what do you tell them to go to the drugstore to get?
Yeah, that's a good question. It depends on the frequency of their symptoms. If their symptoms are bothersome but relatively infrequent, a so-called PRN or as-needed med would be fine, and those would be things like a liquid antacid or ranitidine over-the-counter, any of those, the class of drugs that we call the H2 blockers, things like famotidine, ranitidine. They go by the brand names of things like Zantac, Tagamet, etc.
And one of those is just as good as the other one?
They're all about the same, yes, within a few percent. On the other hand, if the symptoms are frequent and quite bothersome, we may suggest that the patient use a stronger class of drugs, which is known as the proton pump inhibitors. And these would be things like omeprazole, lansoprazole, and those drugs go by brand names like Nexium, Prilosec, and the like. And those drugs need to really be taken every day to be effective. So it's a kind of a step up, but they're also much more potent.
And if all of those don't work, then you'd have to argue at some point that the patient really does need to consult with their physician so that other sorts of therapy is considered.
Absolutely. And even if they do work, I actually suggest that they at least mention to their doctor that they're on these medicines, because despite the fact that they're getting adequate relief, they still may require investigation to make sure that they've got no permanent damage to their esophagus. So absolutely discuss this with your physician. I see way too many patients where they've had some bad outcome from reflux. They knew they had reflux long in life, but never mention it to their doctors because Americans somehow think that this is part of the fabric of America, that we're supposed to have reflux. And you see on TV, I can't believe I ate the whole thing and all this and that. The bottom line is that they have to know, let their docs know that they're having this problem.
How does the patient figure out whether the discomfort they're having is coming from reflux from their esophagus or from some other part of the body like your heart, which is roughly in the same geographic terrain?
That is a really important question. And the reason that we call it heartburn is it is right next to your heart. And in fact, heaven is full of people who thought they were having GI upset and in fact were having a heart attack. So my suggestion would be the following. When you initially encounter these symptoms, it's important to tell your doctor about them because depending on your cardiac risk factors and the character of the symptoms, they may require some investigation to make sure that this isn't a heart issue. We have many people who have had heart issues that masquerade as GI upset. So absolutely, this is a discussion that needs to happen with your doctor. It needs to happen with your